Welcome to America Weekend.
America Weekend.
Feels like a good day to stay inside. There's a marathon running on Channel 9.
Investigating what's going on in the real world. Doug Steffen's Good Day program. Jennifer Horn is with me. Rich McFadden at the controls in our studio in Washington. I'm in control of my studio. Jennifer's in charge of her studio. And here we are trying to figure out who's in charge of the heavens, of space. Look up in the sky. It's a bird. It's a plane. It's more asteroids.
Can you say that on the radio?
Asteroids?
Just check.
My name is Ricky Steffen, and I can say asteroids all I want. All right, so you want to rest easier tonight?
Please.
Please.
NASA has just launched a new office aimed at protecting us and other Earthlings from these bad asteroids. It's called the Planetary Defense Coordination Office. Ah, yes, another government agency. But
I'll tell you something.
This one seems like it might have some value. The Planetary Defense Coordination Office.
Would be a cool title to have on your business card, wouldn't
right.
it?
I'm in charge of the Planetary Defense Coordination Office.
Can you imagine being a happy hour and handing that business card to somebody? That would be awesome.
I'm in charge of the Planetary Defense Coordination Office.
How do you top that?
Would you like to have a drink with me?
So what do you do?
All right, so anyway, this office is going to oversee all of NASA's efforts to detect and track near-Earth objects, like the one that passed us last week by 1.5 miles, but in consideration of how large space is, I ain't too far away. And you wonder what could make it go either way, because it's a vacuum in space, so there's no wind blowing it one way or another. So apparently they tracked it. They knew what the trajectory was. They didn't worry about it. But there are others that apparently they are worried about. The head of the department's name, Rich, is Lindley Johnson.
Sounds official.
Planetary Defense Officer, it says on his card.
That's really cool.
Planetary Defense Officer. NASA stepping up its efforts to protect the planet from any impact, teaming with the National Nuclear Security Administration.
The whole planet?
Who knew?
Whole planet?
Yeah, the whole planet needs
to. Let's say an asteroid's getting ready to hit Iran. Do you think they just go,
well, it depends on how big it is.
We'll let it slide.
We'll file this one.
North Korea, well. Yeah. Hey,
boss, North Korea's about to get pummeled. Yeah, file that.
There's the circular file over there. Anyway, they're teaming up with, let's see, who else? Where else could we? Those would be the two main ones. Teaming up with the National Nuclear Security Administration. Who knew we had a National Nuclear Security Administration?
Oh, come on. Of course you knew.
You knew that there was an Office of National Nuclear Security?
The NNS. Any. Come on.
Come on, Jennifer, the NNS. Listen
to her. National Nuclear Security.
Right, yeah. Anyway, they plan to make sure that we have the nuclear weapons stuff that you can deflect.
I just looked up NNS.
Yeah? And?
New Numbskull Society.
Yeah, there you go.
Right.
Yeah, Numbskulls.
Anyway, this group is supposed to be added to their job is to deflect an asteroid. And if we had to use nuclear power to do that, that's what the National Nuclear Security Administration is all about. So the question comes on what happens if the agency and other organizations can't deflect a body that will cause us harm. What does NASA say this new department would do? It will prepare us by alerting us as to the impact zone and what will happen when that impact zone gets blasted by an asteroid. What's going to be the emergency response?
You are about to be wiped off the planet.
Thanks for the
Thank
news.
You. Have a nice day. Bye-bye.
You've got about 48 hours.
Oh, my God. Listen to this. The Office of Planetary Defense Coordination is, according to its website, the agency is committed to perform a leadership role in national and international efforts to detect the natural impact hazards. And they are engaged now in planning in case there's a need for planetary defense. There are 1,500 near-Earth objects that whiz past our planet every year. Some of them weigh 90 pounds. Some of them weigh 3,000 pounds. Some of them are 300 feet long, 3,000 the size of a football field. I'm not interested. I ain't going to be real happy if the Earth gets hit, no matter where it is, by something that's 3,000 feet long. It's going to, 65 million years ago when the dinosaurs took the pipe. That's about the size of the astronaut that hit someplace in Mexico, too, if I'm not mistaken. So those of you who are interested in asteroid detection, this could be a new job. This could be like plumbing, heating, air conditioning.
Ace Ventura, asteroid detector.
Yep. Yeah.
Jen, I'll detect your asteroid anytime you need me to.
$50 million, the budget approval process. This thing has come about because in the last budget round, was that about a month ago, a month and a half ago, they have a $1.1 billion budget. And of that, $50 million is for this new agency. So there you go, boys and girls. How about that? Feel good about that? Ah, interesting. Okay, something else that NASA has been tracking, and so have the folks at the National Oceanographic and Hoosier What's It Administration, also known as NOAA, N-O-A-A, more El Nino. Apparently, this is not an El Nino. This is an El Nino wannabe. El Nino and El Nino light. A weather pattern that has started across the Western Hemisphere. This is, they call it Godzilla El Nino as well as El Nino Light and El Nino number two. A monster weather anomaly wreaking havoc with the West Coast.
I'll tell you what's a number two, this weather forecast. This is seriously such a joke. They've been talking about El Nino and all the rain. We have 2 days of rain last week.
And everybody thinks
El Nino's here.
Apart.
Okay, yeah. I'm looking right now at my 10-day weather forecast, and there are, in the next 3 days, three chances of rain, the highest percentage, 20%. Are you kidding me?
Right.
Where is the rain if it's El Nino? Come on, people.
Who'll
because
stop
it's fun
the
to
rain.
Watch Californians freak out over the thought of,
But there's no rain to freak out over. Two days last week. It was really bad. I mean, it was a lot of rain, but give me a break.
This is, there's also another nickname for this weather system. It's called the blob.
Overrated.
A huge mass of warmed ocean water. And when they say warmed, it's about 5 degrees warmer than normal. It is right now, today, Jennifer, lurking off the Pacific Ocean, just off the West Coast. I'm a block from the beach. It's going to get me perhaps by Wednesday. It'll reach from Mexico to Alaska. It's a 60-foot blob of water causing havoc with the weather, and it will perhaps bring all kinds of strange advisories for us.
It's going to be 60 degrees on Wednesday. What possibly is going to happen?
The blob. And then there's Son of Blob that's coming later on, some of the forecasters say. We've got a blob. We've got El Nino, Son of El Nino, El Nino Light, Godzilla El Nino, Blob El Nino, Son of Blob El Nino.
And in the meantime, it's called 61
the Blob
degrees.
Watch. Right, Richie, you can probably find the blog. It's called Blob Watch. There is a blog called Blob Watch. So those of you who are traveling out here, you may, and you're going to go fishing or something. If you haven't seen the movie Point Break,
Point Break.
Yeah, the new version of the old movie that Patrick Swayze was in. I think it's a better movie than Patrick Swayze's movie. It's more interesting. It's about more thrilling things. It's well shot. I like the movie, frankly. But anyway, it's not a good place to go fishing for the next week or so. It's not a good place to go surfing for the next week or so. It's called also, this is another one, Pacific Decadal Oscillation. It's also called the three R's, Ridiculously Resilient Ridge of Water. My God, they've got more names for this thing, like the Alberta Clipper. So anyway, if you are concerned about your health and well-being, better not come to the West Coast. Maybe I'll go back east tomorrow. What do you think, Jen?
Maybe.
Save myself.
I mean, you might as well run.
Right. I'm only a block from the beach, for God's sakes.
Well, you're not going to bring Jen with you?
I could be overrun. She's on the other side of the hill. They're not going to go. Water's not going over the hill.
No.
Yeah,
okay.
My kids are safe. They're on the other side of the hill.
Just go to Jennifer's house. What do you need to go back east
for?
Over.
I can do that. All right, so I'll do that.
We'll make a party out of it.
Yeah. We're having a party.
An El Nino party.
Is Brad Pitt a Republican or a Democrat?
I would guess a Democrat, but I don't know.
I'm thinking he's a Dem.
Please.
Nope.
He married to that woman. He's got to be a Democrat.
Well, we know that her father is an extreme Republican.
Huge Republican.
Yeah. How about that? I don't know. Why do they make...
Why do you think that?
But this is interesting. why would we be interested? It's a Facebook post. Celebrities that lead to the right, that lean to the right. Carrie Underwood.
Yes, that's one. Mel Gibson.
Well, that's no big, that's a surprise. How is that a surprise? Adam Sandler, that surprises me. That surprised you?
No, he's a big Republican. He loved Giuliani. Huh? He was a backer of Giuliani for
really? Mm-hmm. No kidding. So who else is in this crowd? Christian Bale? I don't think he's an American citizen.
Well, he's Batman. I mean, what do you expect? You know?
Most of these people are low-profile people. And I think that's intelligent. Keep your political opinions to yourself. Caitlyn Jenner, apparently big right-winger.
Yeah. Well, during that interview with Diane Sawyer, she said she was a Republican.
Yeah, really. So
although
does that mean,
at that time, he
just because you're a Republican, does that mean you're a crazy right-winger?
No, I'm perfectly sane, thanks.
Yeah, you are, really.
But yeah, you do you think you're crazy? Both of you, you're not crazy right-wingers.
I mean, we're
I'm
all
more
right-wing crazy.
Than Rich these days.
Yeah, I mean.
Yeah, you are. Well, it's because he's been modified by my influence.
You're right.
I guess.
And I'm not, I just want to be left alone.
Although I actually think
Chuck Norris, no surprise
right-wing.
With Chuck Norris, huh?
I think you're actually more right-wing than Rich right now. On some things.
I may be.
You're more anti-establishment.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right. Bruce Willis, big time.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. He is. He's going for Trump. He's wearing a Trump hat all
is he really?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know that. I wish he hadn't stiffed Stallone and Schwarzenegger in that last Expendables movie. That was a bad move on his part. It just didn't. You know, you want to see these guys kind of all playing together. Robert Downey Jr.
That surprises me.
Big time Republican. Right. Especially given, well, maybe he changed when he sobered up.
I'd like to know how they get this. Is this like from
Peyton
donation
Manning,
information?
Richie, that surprised you?
Yeah, that's not a surprise.
No.
All right, go ahead. What'd you say, Jen?
But how do they get this information? Like, how do they know Brad Pitt's a Republican? I mean,
is it like somehow
they donate?
Yeah, maybe. Owen Wilson? I don't know if that's
I've heard that
me
before
not.
About him.
Have you really? Mm-hmm. What
probably
about
go
brother?
To events or something.
What's his story with his brother?
Or make statements.
James Earl Jones?
Yeah, I've heard that too.
Wow.
Well, once again, Darth Vader. Mm-hmm. Come on, Alan. Well, you'd think he'd be a communist.
From the dark side.
Right. You'd think he'd be an absolute communist.
Johnny Ramone of the Ramones. Now, that sort of surprised
me.
Yeah,
punk rocker there. Yeah, huh? No, definitely. Punk rockers. All punk rockers.
Kelsey
there.
Grammer.
Well, we knew that.
You did?
I guess.
Yeah, in the back of my mind. Yeah.
In fact, he got blacklisted, I think, for a while.
He did.
Because of that?
Absolutely did.
Selleck didn't, and he is.
Yeah, he wasn't as
vocal. I think he wasn't as vocal. Kelsey Grammer, for a while, was pretty vocal, and he didn't work for a bit.
He even had a TV show that highlighted it.
Mm-hmm. Really?
Yeah, that cable show.
Dean Cain, the guy that played Superman?
Dean Cain is very out about it.
Yeah, how is that, Jenner? How do you know?
He goes on Fox News a lot. He's a pundit.
Does he?
He was best friends with Chris Kyle, the sniper.
That's right.
Lindsay Lohan? I don't know what that does for the
That doesn't help.
I think they say she and Britney Spears, for some reason, are Republicans. I'm not really sure.
Yeah, I've heard Britney Spears.
Huh. Heather Locklear is on this list as well. I don't know why that surprises me, it doesn't surprise me.
I'm telling you, all the hot girls are Republicans. Trust me on this.
Juliana Huff is. Where's Shatner on this list? Is he
Canadian.
I understand that, but which
and
side of
he's not
of
conservative.
He's not.
Although I think he's getting a little more conservative.
He never got a citizenship?
I think he's
dual
a citizen,
citizenship, but, just like Cruz.
When we were talking about politics, he's not real public about his politics, but he was talking to me lately about how he was intrigued with the presidential rundown on the GOP side. So
really?
Yeah, who knows?
What does that mean?
Well, he was by the way, I'm not going to be
a Cruz guy then, if he's a dual citizenship.
I'm going to be in Palm Springs for that Shatner thing, the 29th. Jenny can't go.
You're going to be in Palm Springs.
Yeah, so that doesn't work. I would like to go see that. All right, so I just thought you'd be interested in some of the names that are on that list. It's a very interesting. But where's the same list?
It'd be too long.
For the left.
It would be so long.
People, you'd be surprised, or lefties.
It's everybody else.
Oh, okay. 13, where are we? 12 before the hour, 48 after.
And the rest.
Here on Good Day.
Now, cheap psych tricks with Dr. Buff.
And Dr. Buff here. So you got a friend who likes to pick fights. You know the type. They can argue about everything and they know everything. Tired of the verbal sparring? Well, here's how to stop it in the social science of it. It's called the illusion of agreement, and it stops potential arguments before they start. Here's what to do. The next time you and your friend don't see eye to eye, don't get sucked into their argumentative trap. Say instead, you know, you could be right. Then walk away. Saying you could be right and keeping your real thoughts to yourself creates the illusion of agreement. It stops stopped an argument in its tracks because you haven't given them anything to use against you.
Don't ever argue with the big dog. Big dog is always right.
What's the cheap psychological trick? It takes ammunition to fight a battle. If you don't give them any, they can't fight. You, however, just took their control away. Got a question? Send it to me at drbuff.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 888-359-MYTV.
Think green. Harrison with you. There's a hardy natural plant substance that appears stronger than cement, but it's still controversial here. Imagine a building material that's not only stronger than cement, but 6 times lighter in weight. Its prime ingredient, one of the oldest weeds known, and the weed itself isn't even used. We're talking about hemp waste mixed with cement. A French house builder says she discovered the ancient recipe from Egyptian archaeologists. And unlike traditional cement, which uses coal and medical waste and car tires for heat in its curing, this ancient Egyptian cement is not only hugely stronger, but 6 times lighter in weight and could be the world's green alternative. Except that hemp, a sister to the marijuana plant, is still labeled as, quote, dangerous to society. But given today's economy and environment, is that still going to be so true? From the Greeniverse.
Think Green with Harrison at GoHarrison.com.
Where are they now with Ahmad Rashad?
This slugging first baseman nearly won the Triple Crown in 1994 and was named the NL MVP. He ranks as the Astros' all-time leader in home runs and RBIs.
Look out. I think he's jacked one. Has he ever? How about it?
So where is Jeff Bagwell now? Jeff became the Astros hitting coach in 2010 and turned the offense around. Jeff was offered a 2-year extension, but he turned it down. And the following year, he came up short for the Hall of Fame, his wife filed for divorce, and he was identified as the other man in the assault trial of a Houston surgeon. Jeff, meet your new cellmate, Lenny Dykstra. I'm Ahmad Rashad.
Tired of high cable bills? Disable the cable with MyTV. Call 888-759-MYTV. Get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. With packages as low as $19.99 for 4 rooms, you can't go wrong. Call now, 888-759-MYTV.
Today on App Check, Backstab. Use your deadly skills in your quest for justice and revenge. Exciting 3D adventure game. Backstab. It's a hit.
Have back taxes taken control of your life, your bank account, your paycheck? It's time to take back control and avoid tax liens, bank levies, garnished wages, and criminal charges. Take control today and call U.S. Tax Shield now at 800-524-6201.